Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Big Bros Wrestling Podcast. I am your co-host, Alex.
I am your co-host, Andrew. It's been a minute.
Sorry, we've been gone for so long. I've been gone for so long. It's mainly been me. My bad. But kind of hard to record when we're in two different states.
Yeah.
And I'm busy working in those states. But we're back. We have no plans on skipping. Unless you got any trips coming up.
No. No.
I don't have any trips coming up for right now, but that could change with my work. I could easily get another. I usually go out of town. But before we talk any wrestling, how you been, dude?
It's been going. I mean, just the same old, same old.
Was fun.
Yes, absolutely.
Not tired anymore. I've recovered, but it was very exhausting.
No sleep. That's normal.
It was exhausting, yeah. But we're good. NBA Finals finished up.
Yeah.
Rip Halliburton. Yes,
absolutely. Yeah, that sucks.
That was
getting just hot, too, and just out of nowhere. Yep. Okay, yep.
Let me tear your Achilles. Mm-hmm. Literally make you unable to walk. He comes out and, like, it's all wrapped up. It's like, it doesn't bend. So he's like, you ain't gonna take me out. You have to break both my legs. But whatever. Moving on from that. Any big news recently from WWE?
Not that I can think of in the past 3 weeks. No.
I'm trying to think of anything, like, major. Like, it's like, what? This happened? They're doing this?
Yeah, I don't
think nothing made other than, like, what we cover on the shows and stuff. Yes, obviously. But I guess let's just jump right into Money in the Bank.
Yeah.
I realize it's been literally 3 weeks, but we haven't been together in a while. We'll just go in order of the show. We start off with the women's Money in the Bank ladder match. Obviously, was not going to be the later one. I was wrong. Surprisingly, a lot of people had Naomi winning, and it fits.
Yeah, I understand.
It really does fit with her, but they really are teasing her a lot lately with her cashing in. Yeah. But I thought it was going to be Rhea. But you also got to think, Rhea is a Money in the Bank contract.
Yes.
She literally is one. Like, if they need to, like, quickly change it, they can just put it back on Rhea.
Absolutely.
Because she's Rhea Ripley. And she can get a contract anytime she wants. Get a match anytime she wants.
Yeah, but this match, oh, I loved it. Oh, just a car crash and a half as per.
It was good.
Yeah.
What was it? Stephanie did the what's it called?
That Devil's Kiss.
The Devil's Kiss on the ladder to forget who to.
I think it was Rhea.
It might have been Rhea. It was like, ow, ow,
yeah,
ow, ow,
yeah,
ow.
All those spots using the ladders and stuff. It's like,
they love to use those ladders.
Yeah,
but. Congratulations, Naomi. You're Miss Money in the Bank.
Yes. Congratulations.
Congratulations to her. The second match we have, the Intercontinental Championship match between Dominic Mysterio and Octagon Jr.
Which was made, like, three or four hours before this.
Because I forgot about Worlds Collide.
Yes. Yes.
It wasn't even supposed to happen, but, like, Dom was there. They start arguing. He's like, okay, we're going to have a match tomorrow at Money in the Bank.
No, it was later that day.
We're going to have a match later tonight.
For the championship, too, which was crazy.
And blinking, you miss it.
Pretty much.
Dominic retains. It's like, it says it was literally less than 5 minutes. It's like, oh. Okay. Moving on from that. I don't know why they did that. Maybe you could just get Dominic on the card.
Dominic, get a little more eyes on.
And now, one of my favorite matches of the night. Becky Lynch and Lyra Valkyria for the Women's Intercontinental Championship. If Becky wins, Lyra has to hold up Becky's hand in victory. If Lyra wins, Becky cannot challenge for the championship as long as Lyra is champion. Correct?
Yes. Which, I mean...
Wait, I always see those concepts like, oh, so the other person's winning. Like, 90% of the time, it's like, oh, you're going to win. Since you can't challenge for it anymore, they're just going to let you win. And she, unsurprisingly, Becky won. But not well, yeah. But not like, without, not cleany, not yes. clean. Yeah. She did win dirty. It was a roll-up, and she had, like, the tights. But
yeah, and of course, Lyra does it. She does it. But then Becky's like, no, I want a little more.
Like, trying to milk wrap it around my waist.
Yes, and
really just, I'd be, and then, of course, suplex.
Yeah, Lyra crashes out.
But congratulations to Becky. I knew she was, I'm like, it had to end that way, or else the heel turn was like, what's the point?
Mm-hmm.
Now we have the men's Money in the Bank.
Yep.
We got our boy Seth Rollins, Andrade, El Grande Americano, LA Knight, Penta, and Solo Sikoa. First off, Solo Sikoa during this match was just hilarious. Yes. Dude, when he gets it, when he actually wrestles, he is hilarious.
I feel like I've seen that a lot more from him, just how he can...
He's really come out of the shell. Ever since...
And it's awesome to see, absolutely.
Ever since he... quote unquote took over the bloodline.
Yeah.
He's really come out of a shell.
No, yeah, I love the stuff he was doing. Like, he did the he tried to do everyone's thing this hour mode. He did the LA Knight, all that.
Bro, it was great. And honestly, great match too.
Absolutely.
I was like, all right, here we go. There was three that I knew had a chance. Solo Sikoa, LA Knight, and Seth Rollins. The other three, sorry, no shot. And they all, like, got close. So, you know, at one point, they finally come out, like, we're waiting, like, all right, where's Bronson Reed?
Mm-hmm.
Where are they? Come on, bring them out. And, of course, here they come. They start helping out Seth Rollins, beating up all the guys, and then... Jacob and Jason Mateo, was it JC Mateo too?
Yes.
They both come out to help Solo. They eventually get Solo up on the ladder. And then Jacob grabs his ankle, prevents him from going up. And then you hear the four words we've been waiting to hear for the longest time. I hate you, Solo! Attacks him. JC Mateo comes in. He attacks him. Ends that. So Jacob finally turns on Solo. I'm guessing that's a face turn for him. Because Solo's still very much a heel. It's got to be a face turn.
He's still very much over, absolutely.
Yeah. So that happens. Then Seth Rollins starts to get up the ladder. LA Knight, like, no, I'm going to get it. And you think LA Knight's about to win it, but no. Numbers game takes advantage. And also, did you notice that they didn't actually grab the ladder up until they got the fireball ladder?
Yeah.
Which, I get sponsors and everything. Please stop.
I know.
They have the Slim Jim table. They have the fireball ladder. They have all the ads on the ring. It's like, okay, go ahead, Knight. I get it.
I think it is partially TKO coming in, because, I mean, that you see that a lot with the UFC. You see a lot of brand. Of course, they've always
it's everywhere. They've had the stuff. You look at the UFC ring, it's like everywhere.
They have the stuff on the ring. I think they had stuff on the trunks with some fighters.
They used
all just all around there.
Brock Lesnar had the Jimmy Johns.
Yeah, yeah.
In which he wore into WWE.
Yeah.
He wore the trunks, and he had Jimmy Jones right across the butt.
Yeah, yeah. Just in general, just
so. Yeah, UFC's I'm assuming been that's very the TKO big on
UFC stuff.
UFC's
in.
Been very big on advertisement, so like they're everywhere. So WWE's tried not to. They're like, we want to focus on wrestling, but contracts and sort, whatever. But Seth Rollins is your new Mr. Money in the Bank. A lot of people were upset about this one, which I'm like, but it makes sense. It makes sense.
I guess they're just
when really... you really sit down and think about it, it's like, well, this actually makes sense because he's starting a brand new faction, and he's like, I want to dominate with power. This gives him power. And like, can you imagine that adding a fourth person to this? Which I don't think they will soon. It might be a while. But moving on. We have Cody Rhodes and Jey Uso facing on John Cena and Logan Paul. Oh, man. I remember what happened here. It's a good match.
Yes.
It's a good match.
It is.
The not a great match, because
I mean,
there's a certain wrestler in there which a lot of people just say to hate, but I actually do think it's like, he's all right. Not the best wrestler. Man, Cody Rhodes sucks. I'm kidding. It's not Cody Rhodes.
No, but yes.
But they're having a good match. It gets to the point. John Cena is in the ring. He has the championship.
The ref's distracted.
Ref's distracted. Someone is knocked out. Is it Cody or Jay? Doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's one of them.
But then all of a sudden, you see someone come from the crowd, all in black, start beating up Cena. And we're like, I'm like, who could that be? Then I saw the shirt come up. I'm like, yeah. Who's black?
Yeah. Who?
I honestly was like,
yeah.
Who?
I know. It was like, who?
Who is that?
Who?
And
who?
Then, takes off the mask. Or,
true. Oh, man.
Is the one that beats him up.
And leading up to this, I don't know if we were talking about just all the, like, we want truth chants, all of that.
The we want truth chants,
yeah.
Because he got fired like a few days before.
Yeah, he got released
or like a couple weeks.
Yeah.
But then they're like,
just that whole time leading up, it was what, every 3 or 4 weeks.
It was only like a couple, because and they were like, we want truth. The crowd was going bonkers. Yeah, every single week. We want truth.
Yeah.
We want truth.
So,
got truth back.
Yes, truth is back.
He's still here. We'll talk about that in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
But that does give Cody and Jay the upper hand to
win the match.
I'd give this pay-per-view eight out of ten.
I feel like
the main event was a half.
Yeah.
The main event was the main event. It's like, you knew who was going in there. Oh, it's going to be the main event. It could have been better. And you do have the incredibly short and, like, non-existent Dominic versus Octagon Jr.
Yeah.
When it's that short, there's really not much to talk about. So I give it an 8.
I would say, yeah, that feels like a good, fair rating.
There wasn't any AEW things that we over this time, was there?
Like, wrestling?
Like, any pay-per-views.
I don't think, no. Because we got Double or Nothing coming up, which we're going to talk about.
They did have, Grand Slam Mexico, though. That was, like, the only thing I remember.
That was a Dynamite. Was that, like, a Saturday or something?
Did we give our predictions for Double or Nothing, or did we just...
No.
Hold on. Let me look at days. No, we talked about it. We did talk about it already.
Oh, yeah.
Because All In is
in... No, it's All In. I was
All In is coming up in a couple weeks.
No, that's the one I was getting confused. I was like, wait.
That's literally... Yeah. In 2 weeks. And we better get the... Yeah. So, 8 out of 10 for Money in the Bank for me. What'd you say?
I would say that feels like an apt.
Yep. All right. So, I guess you have anything else to add?
Nope.
All right. That is all of Money in the Bank. Let's move on to Monday Night Raw. We'll cover some of the big things of the two real big weeks that we missed. Or was it three? It was two.
Yeah.
So, one of the big things. Gunther versus Jay. Everyone's wanting to talk about it. Gunther wins.
Yes.
And I was like, okay. Yeah. Did he choke him out? Was it a...
Because I think it was a... It was a knockout. Yeah.
So he choked him out.
Yeah.
Gunther gets the title back. I was like, okay, that was a good reign for Jay, but I am so... with Jay, I know the criticisms he has. People don't like him. They think he's a very bland wrestler, boring.
Not a deep bag of tricks.
I understand that, and I kind of agree with it. I'm like, he needs to update his moveset. His spear's not the best. It's not even top five. He does not have a good spear. But, like, I get it. I understand it. Did I buy into the hype? Yes, I bought into his hype, but then I realized, like, he's not the best. They wanted to give him a moment because he has worked hard. Very hard. But, cool. Gunther is a... Jay will probably do... I don't know what Jay's going to do now. We'll see for the future. So, Gunther wins. Next week, he's giving his promo. He's like, oh man, I'm the best in the world, blah, blah, blah. I'm Gunther, blah, 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 blah. And then he starts talking about... He starts alluding to a certain wrestler. And I'm like, please don't, please don't, please don't, please don't, please don't.
Yeah.
And then they said, haha, screw you, we're going to do it. Goldberg. They're doing Gunther versus Goldberg. Not... at Saudi Arabia, because...
Yes, is shocking. It was like, okay, yes, I know, because it seemed like he was there a lot, and they liked having him there,
but he's not going back.
I guess not at Saudi Arabia?
No. I don't want him back in Saudi Arabia. Him and Saudi Arabia do not have good... He does not have a good track history in Saudi Arabia. Undertaker. So, yeah. That happened. And then the Raw after Money in the Bank, or was it the Raw after, or was it a week later? Whatever. We get R-Truth cutting a promo. Mm-hmm. He's like, I'm done with this. I'm not the same guy anymore. You wanna know how serious I am? He gets out a pair of scissors. And he cuts off his dreads. This is how serious I am. I am R-Truth. I am Ron Killings, which I don't know which name they're going by. They keep going back and forth. But he does. He's like, and the truth has set me free. It's like, uh-oh. He's going back to that R-Truth? He's going back to, like, early 2010s R-Truth?
I guess.
When he was, like, kind of a heel. He was a heel because he sided with Miz.
Yeah.
And Miz was like full time heel. I am the. Wait, how does it go? Oh, I am the truth. And no. How does the saying go? Hold on. R-Truth. I am the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And I'm like,
yep.
Ron Killings, R-Truth. You're doing great. And now, we'll cover up until last week, King and Queen of the Ring.
Yep.
So, did I already pull it up? I did. So, we have King and the Queen tournament. So, we have 1 week, we have Braun Breaker, Dominic Mysterio, Penta, and Sami Zayn.
Yeah, they're doing Fatal 4 Ways.
Yeah. It's like, okay. And then the winner of that, Sami Zayn pins Dom.
Yeah.
On SmackDown, let's go ahead and cover it. It's on.
Yeah.
We'll cover all King and Queen of the Ring. On SmackDown, we have Aleister Black, Carmella Hayes, LA Knight, and Randy Orton. Randy Orton picks up the win there. We have Andrade, Cody Rhodes, Damian Priest, and Shinsuke Nakamura. Unsurprisingly, Cody Rhodes wins. And then we had Bronson Reed, Rusev, Sheamus, and then a surprise entrant. Like, who is it going to be?
Who?
Gee, I wonder who just lost their World Heavyweight title and might want to be in the King of the Ring tournament they put in Jey Uso.
Yeah.
So, Jey Uso gets in, and he wins. We move on to the semifinals. We have... So, we'll cover this one. We have Sami Zayn versus Randy Orton. Randy Orton picks up the win there. And we will cover this other match when we cover this whole Raw. Time for Queen of the Ring. We have Kairi Sane, Liv Morgan, Rhea Ripley, and Roxanne Perez. With Roxanne Perez picking up the win over Kairi Sane. We have Jade Cargill, Misha, Nia Jax, and Piper Niven. Unsurprisingly, Jade Cargill picks up the win there. I'm like, out of those four, it's like, if it's literally anyone but Jade, y'all are awesome.
Yeah.
Let's see. We have Alba Fire. I forgot about her. Oh, wait. She's with the Secret Hervis.
Secret Hervis, yeah.
Alexa Bliss, Candice LeRae, and Charlotte Flair. There was two options there. They picked the right one, though. Alexa Bliss. And then you had Asuka, Ivy Nile, Raquel Rodriguez, and Stephanie Vaquer. Is that it?
Yes.
Vaquer. I finally said it right. Vaquer. I'm like, honestly, two options were correct there. And they picked... But they picked the better option with Asuka. You then had...
With that one, Rhea came in and cost Raquel the match.
Yes. Then you had Roxanne Perez and Jade Cargill with Jade Cargill picking up the win, and we'll cover the other one a little bit later. And the one other thing we need to mention. Liv Morgan is now injured.
Yes.
And she's going to be out for how long? They said it's going to be a while.
Yeah, it was... Initially when they said it, like, oh... It maybe isn't that long. Or I didn't know initially. Or it seemed like, oh, it maybe wouldn't be that long. But then it's like...
They said...
A couple weeks?
No,
they didn't. Or a month? No, I thought it was going to be like a couple
several months.
Yeah.
She then, committed... Because what did she do? She injured her shoulder.
Yeah, it was a match with Kairi Sane. She took a bump. She was landing kind of on her face, but or whatever. And she landed just right on her elbow.
And so they're talking.
From what I remember.
So they're not sure what to do with the tag titles.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what they want to do either. I hope they don't just let them keep it. We'll see what happens going forward. But that is pretty much all up until this week's current Raw. We are in Columbus, Ohio. Seth Rollins starts out, it's basically, hey, I'm King of the Ring, watch out, I'm going to be the best one. And I own the future with this, watch out for me. And then... It goes straight into the first match, which is Braun Breaker versus Penta. They have a pretty good match, but that spear at the end. Penta, like, he jumps off the top rope and Braun's like...
Yes, just out of nowhere.
Boom! Braun Breaker picks up the win. Cool. And then, as they're ending, Seth Rollins goes up to Penta and goes, stay out of my way. And Penta's like, no. But he's also like, because he has to sell that he just got speared. Blah, blah, blah. we cut to last Monday's Raw, and we see Liv Morgan. Oh, they show Liv Morgan getting injured, and Graves mentions that Liv will miss several months worth of action. We cut to Adam Pearce, who was talking backstage on the phone to Nick Aldis, but in comes AJ Styles. Pearce tells AJ that Dom is hurt, and the match at Night of Champions is off. Don't know why Dom is hurt, but he's hurt too.
Yeah.
AJ tells him that Dom is ducking him and leaves the room. In come the New Day, and they have an idea for a photo shoot. He tells them he wants to talk to them about a match next week against Finn and JD, and it is official. They get angry and storm out. Whatever. Michael Cole and Goldberg do a sit-down interview. I guess it's just kind of just a little bit of hype for him and Gunther, which is going to be on the Saturday night's main event. On July 12th.
Which is in Atlanta.
Which is also the same day they're going up against All In.
Yes. So, yeah.
Interesting.
They're really putting out all the stops trying to get eyes off All In. But anyway.
So, that will also be Goldberg's last match. So, I think we have an idea who's going to win this. Which, if they didn't do that, they should have announced from the beginning, and you would agree, title versus career.
I would think
just
so.
Just add a simple stipulation like that. Like, either if Gunther wins, Goldberg retires. If Goldberg wins, he obviously keeps the title, but like,
I agree. If you're doing to do something like that, it would be better.
You gotta do something like that. It just makes more sense. But we go to the Judgment Day. Judgment Day with Roxanne Perez backstage. Finn says Liv would not want them just sitting around. It's time for Dom to get cleared. Finn tells Roxanne that she will go on to become Queen of the Ring. He and JD will become new tag team champions. And Raquel is the women's tag team champion. Finn tells Raquel they need her as the enforcer. And the enforcer they know would make Rhea pay for what they did last week. Dom says he misses Liv and Roxanne. Puts her arm on him and tells him everything will be okay. He wishes her luck on her match, and she thanks him and walks away. It's like he's like, yeah, thanks. Oh, I may have spoiled a match already. Oops.
Which
the Jade Cargo Roxanne Perez match.
Oh,
may have spoiled that one already.
So, yeah.
Hey, guess what? Jade beats Roxanne. It's the other match that they already know. So, I'll go ahead and say Asuka beat Alexa Bliss.
Yes.
The SmackDown before, which we're not really going to cover too much. But, there we go. Back from commercial, Sheamus is with the Alpha Academy. And Natalya. Okay. In comes Rusev, who gets in the face of Sheamus. Rusev tells him he does his damage in the ring like a god, while Sheamus does it backstage like a snake. Excuse me. Sheamus says he was nothing in League of Legends.
Or League of Nations.
And they put League of Legends.
I don't know why. I watched the promo. He said League of Nations.
It's the League of Nations, which everyone remembers that one. He is tired of talking. He tells Rusev it is time to put up or shut up. Rusev tells him he will make him remember this and walks away. And now it's Gunther's turn to have a little promo. He cuts out his little promo saying, I'm going to beat Goldberg, which, like, I'm glad you're doing all these promos, but y'all still have, like, a couple weeks.
Yeah, they are doing a lot of hype a little early.
I think they really want people to watch this pay-per-view, watch this over All In.
That could be the only thing I could think.
But Becky Lynch, Sami Zayn, and Karrion Kross. Jackie Redmond is backstage with Becky Lynch. She talks Jack. She tells Jackie she just saw Bayley and Lyra conspire against her, and she walks away. She stops Sami Zayn, and she asks him how he's processing the loss from SmackDown, blah, 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 blah. But then Karrion Kross and Scarlett come up. They have a little talking. Zayn punches Karrion Kross like, oh, yeah, I talked to Adam Pearce. Our match is official. And they have a match today.
Yeah, in a couple hours.
It's just a match. So they have a match today. Great for them. We go to the next match, which is an Intercontinental Women's Championship match between Becky Lynch and Bayley. Because Bayley, Bayley returned a couple weeks ago because, you know, Becky attacked Bayley because reasons. So, what was it? Oh, yeah, because Bayley was like, she was a damage control. She was, like, always attacking them. So Becky's like, I don't like you. I'm going to attack you. I don't care for your face now. Whatever. So, they have a match. It's pretty good. But then at one, Becky Lynch is trying to win the heel away. She tries to bury Bayley a bunch of stuff. Lyra comes out, starts to help her, like, no, 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 get back in. Some stuff happens. Becky's about to hit, like, a top rope dive onto Becky Lynch. But Lyra, she just can't handle it. She doesn't think. She doesn't process. She just goes and attacks Becky Lynch, costing Bayley the match. Can you imagine that? Well, that's not a good friend.
Yeah. No.
Trying to sympathize with the heel right now. Because I love Becky. I love heel Becky Lynch.
Absolutely.
Heel Becky is so good.
I'm loving it.
Heel Becky. Absolutely. Heel Becky is so much better than face Becky. Like, please. It's good water. And obviously, after the match, after Becky is walking away with the title, Bayley is furious with Lyra. It's like, how could you do that? You cost me the match. And I guess it just cuts to commercial after that.
Yeah.
We come back for commercial. Chad Gable is at the Ivy Nile. Gable motivates her, but Gable sees Penta. He tells Penta that it was his pleasure to watch Warbreaker destroy him earlier tonight. Penta pushes him. Gable goes for a right hand. Penta ducks, and Penta snaps Gable's arms. In come WWE officials who break it up. Penta's like, I'm going to beat the crap out of you. You can't beat me. But I know who can.
Mm-hmm.
Gracias!
Gracias!
Yeah, that's Mark Henry, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Raquel Rodriguez comes out to the ring and she looks angry. She tells Rhea blah, blah, blah. Her and Rhea get into it. Raquel is the one who stands tall but after putting Rhea through a table. And I think, do they have a match today?
It's official a little later. But yeah, that's coming up.
But,
yes.
Okay, we can argue on that, but they do have the match today. Yep, there it is. Oh, I didn't know they said that. We'll see if they cover it later. Blah, blah, blah. Adam Pearce backstage, and here comes Rhea Ripley. She tells him she wants Raquel Rodriguez. He tells her it's official and walks away. But I don't know when they make it official, but I'll go ahead and say it now. It's going to be a street fight.
No, yeah.
I don't know when they make that official.
I don't think you explained it well there. Rhea comes in, storms in. Pierce is like, yes, I know what you're talking about. And they mention a street fight in their little back and forth. Or I forget if it's him or Rhea that mentions the street. So they mention it there.
So they mention it, but they don't say it's a street fight.
I think they said street. It was really quiet. I had to like go back and say, wait, what? Wait, what did he say? And it was weird. It was real. The audio was weird on it, so you couldn't catch it at first.
WWE messing up on their audio and video. Couldn't imagine that. Sorry, international viewers. Yesterday, we have the King of the Ring match between Cody Rhodes and Jey Uso.
The main event.
The main event of the night. Who's going to go to Saudi Arabia and fight for King of the Ring? Will it be Cody Rhodes, the one who has it all right now? Or Jey Uso, who's like, what's the obvious choice between the two? Oh, right, it's Cody Rhodes.
Yes, it was a phenomenal match.
It was a good match. It will be Cody Rhodes versus Randy. Oh, yeah, because that was the side. Yes. Randy Orton did win the SmackDown before. And they will be in the final. So, a lot happened while we were gone.
Yeah.
Again, I'm not a fan of... why is Goldberg back? Oldberg. I call him Oldberg. So, dude, he's pushing 60.
I hope this is legitimately his last match, though.
Like, dude, you have the name Goldberg.
Yes, obviously.
And just retire after this. Like, actually hang up the boots.
That would be good for him.
It would. He doesn't need any more matches. WWE, stop calling him for matches. It's just, like The Undertaker, he doesn't need to do any more matches. He's done. Yeah. He's done everything. He did the thing at WrestleMania 40. But he didn't have a match. He just did one little chokeslam, which was like,
yeah.
It still would have been amazing if they could have gotten Stone Cold. But I heard, like, wasn't it like there were some scheduling conflicts and he couldn't make it? That's what I heard.
I didn't
like,
hear
they
anything.
Wanted him, but, like, he couldn't make it. So they just, like, hey, Taker, you're Miss Arrest. You're WrestleMania.
That's true. I mean, he has the streak and whatever. Like, you think of WrestleMania.
He's been in the most WrestleMania matches.
That,
you gotta think.
True, yeah.
There's no way he's been in less. But there's that. There's the whole judgment. Everything with the Judgment Day. What are they going to do with the women's tag titles? I really hope they, like, make Raquel give it up and they give it to someone else.
Well, I mean, we'll see what they do. It's only been a week or whatever, or less than a week. But yesterday, I did see that Raquel came during their kickoff show. I guess it's the kickoff show. No, I forget what they called it. Whatever they did yesterday.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. They do that a lot. They do like a little kickoff. Be like, hey, for the weekend.
And Raquel came out and she had both belts. So I don't know if she's just holding it till Liv comes back.
Well, because remember when, you probably don't remember, years ago, the same night Roman announced that he had leukemia, Seth and Dean Ambrose, when he was Dean Ambrose, won the tag titles. Dean turned on Seth. And then the next week, Seth's out there with both tag title belts.
Oh, yeah.
He's holding both because, like, well, the other guy doesn't want to be near me anymore. So.
Yeah.
But there's that. What else is there? I mean, Becky and Lyra, that's probably going to go a little longer. Do you think that'll cultivate at SummerSlam? Because Becky's got it. Obviously, Lyra's not happy about it. Bailey's not happy about it. Ooh, triple threat match.
I immediately thought that
that's going to become a triple threat match.
When Bailey got into, I forget it was like when Bailey got into the mix or
that's
Becky and or so when the third person got involved, I knew it was going to be pretty much
Bailey. It was Bailey because Bailey was out like, for like 2 months. Basically, because it was the day before their match on WrestleMania.
Yeah.
So it's April, it's June, so yeah, 2 months. She's out for 2 months. Who knows why she was gone? Mm-hmm. It's like, did they storyline write her out? Did she have an injury that they just needed to get her out of? Or is she just like, we just don't have anything for you? But that could obviously be a triple threat match later down the line. Maybe at Evolution? Kind of forgot about that one.
Yeah, there's that as well.
And which I don't... Evolution, like, I'm not against it. I like how the women have their own pay-per-view. However, the reasons behind it are very just like, come on, bro. That's kind of like... Not a backhanded compliment, but you know what I'm trying to say?
I thought it was initially because, like, the first Saudi Arabia... I think it was, was it a Crown Jewel, or I forget which one it was.
No, technically, the first Saudi Arabia show was the Greatest Royal Rumble.
Yes, it was that
one. And then they had Crown Jewel, but I don't even think at Crown Jewel they had women's wrestling.
Yeah, they didn't allow
so it was
a consolation prize, essentially.
They did basically gave you, like, a consolation.
Yeah.
Which I was like... I'm glad they're getting it, but the reasons behind it are very just like, y'all could have done... something else.
I feel like it would... I think it's a good way to showcase the women's talent, because obviously we've talked about, for a good bit here, how hot the WWE women's division is.
Yes.
And I feel like this is also a good place to showcase, because they're promoing it on the main roster and everything, the main shows,
yeah,
Netflix and USA, they're promoting it on there where a lot more eyes would see it. This could give a chance to get a lot more eyes on the NXT women as well. Because, yeah. I mean, I've seen clips of NXT already making matches in the women's division for Evolution. And so I like it. I like it. I think this is... I don't think it should be a yearly thing, I want to say. But I think in terms of where we are now with the women's division, I think it's good to just have a showcase of just how good the women's division has become.
Yeah. So, oh, I see. Because Crown Jewel was literally the next week.
Yeah.
Which, Crown Jewel... Let's see. Wow. What a surprise. It was all men.
Yeah.
Because I think the next one...
They got a little more lax.
Super Showdown. I think that was the first one. Nope. Not even that one. Crown Jewel 2019, maybe? Yeah, Crown Jewel 2019. It was Natalya versus Lacey Evans. But here's the thing. They did have the... Like they do now, they have like the full, like... They're almost completely covered.
Yeah.
They also had to wear t-shirts.
Yeah, I remember that. And I was like... Yeah.
I was like, oh gosh, this is rough to see. And it's not like how, like, Kevin Owens or, like, some other guys have worn t-shirts where it's, like, it's very, like, it's not loose. Baggy. Like, those were, like, baggy.
Yeah, real baggy. Yeah, I remember seeing clips of those. Yeah.
Oof. But I'm not going to get into Evolution anymore.
Yep.
Yeah,
we'll get to it more when it comes up.
Yeah, when it comes up in 2 weeks, because it's July 13th. Yeah, so. It's the day after Saturday Night's main event.
We'll see if we get any more matches for it, too.
Well, they'll obviously have to start very soon.
Yeah.
It'll start next week.
Yes.
Because they're building it for this, and then after that. Okay. But anything to add for Raw?
Nope.
All right, that is all of Raw.
Let's move on to Dynamite now. Over the past couple weeks, not really much of note has happened, other than that, of course, we get a little more to the whole Swerve, Hangman, Ospreay storyline. Eventually, we get a backstage, I forget which week it was, with the Young Bucks coming up to Hangman Adam Page, and Hangman Adam Page says, "No, I'm done with y'all, I'm done. I don't want this," or I'm not quoting directly. I don't remember specifically what he said. And they both leave. And I think I don't remember from a side room or something. Somehow Swerve was listening in to the conversation and realized, hey, maybe he has changed for the better. We'll see about that. And then last week with Hangman Adam Page coming out to help him, or coming out, I think it was after the match, because he was banned from the main event match by the Young Bucks or whatever. Mm. He came out to the aid of Swerve and Ospreay after that. And so that, we'll see where that continues on tonight. We are this week in Kent, Washington, in Seattle, essentially. And of course they have the pyro, whatever, and we immediately cut to Toni Storm entering the arena, and then Mercedes Moné comes out and attacks her. They get into the equipment back there. Mercedes Moné looks in the camera and says, "Welcome to Dynamite," and then gets to the stage in front of the fans. It says if Storm wants to play, they can play. And gets a crossface, holds a crossface on Storm before officials have to come in and break it up. And then Mina Shirakawa's music hits. Hmm. She's aligned with Toni Storm. And then Mercedes, when they're hearing that, gets out of the hold. She, out of nowhere, grabs the mic, says a little thing, says, "Let the games begin." Throws the microphone at Storm, leaves out of there. We cut to the announced team for a couple minutes, but then Matthew and Nicholas Jackson come out. And they've used their backstage influence to get Swerve and Ospreay's match moved up. I guess it was originally slated later in the night. I don't know. I can't remember if it was the main event, but it's moved up to right now. So your opening matchup is Will Ospreay and Swerve Strickland taking on Blake Christian and Lee Johnson. And what I'm sure was a phenomenal match, knowing Ospreay and Swerve. In the middle of the match, we have Matthew and Nicholas, coming out. And they're there jeering on the faces. But Will and Swerve do get the win. And the EVPs immediately call for security as Swerve and Ospreay go after them after the match. But then Swerve, he's not happy about it. He's not happy about it. He won't go through another deal with them. He grabs the mic. It says they're going to do something about it. And they challenge the Young Bucks. Swerve Strickland, Will Ospreay versus the Young Bucks at All In for the tag team championships. And, okay, I guess we'll see where this goes. If it feels like there's a lot of the Death Riders, Young Bucks, all this, it's culminating. It feels like it's culminating into a finish the story kind of moment.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens there. But we cut to commercial, and then coming back, the Young Bucks are backstage. They say that Swerve put his hands on the AEW official and is suspended for the week without pay. And then Okada comes in with some friends of the Don Callis family. Or some friends which are the Don Callis family. And the Young Bucks, they laugh and leave, and Okada and Takeshita are face to face. Will this come up in the future? We'll see, most likely. We have Kota Ibushi in a match taking on Trent Beretta. The fans are only the Trent Ibushi, all that. The one I'm sure was a phenomenal match, knowing them. Kota Ibushi gets the pin, then Okada's music hits, comes out to the ring, gets face to face with Ibushi. But then Okada backs away and leaves the ring. Fans boo or whatever. And then it's announced that next week, which will be Dynamite 300. Good for them. Good for them.
Why?
Kazuchika Okada will take on Kota Ibushi. Then we cut to a little backstage with Jon Moxley. He's in a stairwell. Saying, a Hangman's lost his focus. Will he grab it? Moxley doesn't think so. And he's afraid. Page is afraid of what the world needs him to be. He needs someone like himself to walk the walk he did for him to be the current AEW champion. Page makes him sick. Calls Page a crybaby and said the world champion does not shy away from responsibility. And it says on July 12th, when Page is filling with emotions, he'll get elbowed in the face and choked into oblivion. And Moxley will show the world what the world champion looks like. So, a lot of build-up. Of course, this will be the main event, undoubtedly.
Oh, yeah.
We get Ricochet and A.R. Fox taking on Jet Speed. That is the team of Speedball, Mike Bailey, and Kevin Knight. Which I'm sure, fast-paced.
They're everywhere. Knowing all four of them are like fast paced, high flying. Like they don't slow down.
If you like that, absolutely, this was the match for you. With Jet Speed picking the win here. Ricochet, after he just unwraps his rips tape, heads to the back and everything. Tony Schiavone then comes up and wants to talk to Jet Speed. Mike Bailey says, with great power comes great responsibility, and that tag titles have been held hostage for too long, and it's time for someone to come to their rescue. But then, out of nowhere, he said, Kevin Knight agrees with Bailey and says it's time for those titles to come home, and that's around the with the face. Then Bobby Lashley and Shelton Benjamin come out. They attack him from behind. MVP and MJF come out as well, and it was just a full-blown attack. Then MVP gets the microphone and say, now that we've taken care of that little business, they move on to other things. MJF stands behind them and everything, whatever.
Oh, MJF.
And MVP has an official announcement from the Hurt Syndicate. And wants someone to stand up to the AEW Tag Team Champions. And if Jatsby can't even stand up after that beating, he will be too willing to meet them all in for the tag. Or if Jatsby can even stand, they'll be willing to meet him at all in. We'll see what happens there. And after everyone's undivided attention for the young genius MJF. MJF thanks Montel, not MVP, of course.
Wow, he's going to Montel something Porter.
He talks about him versus Mystico, I believe, last week at Grand Slam Mexico.
I heard there was some controversy about that, but I'm not sure what it was.
I haven't
heard there was controversy involving MJF. What was it? Did he say a bad word?
Let me look it up. I didn't see all of Grand Slam Mexico, so I...
Oh, okay. So the controversy was... Yeah. He was being... He basically was... fighting very dirty low blows, just disregard for the rules, and apparently he unmasked Mystico.
Was it like what they do with Rey sometimes when they've unmasked it, where he like hides his face, he gets like a towel or something to hide it? It was like an actual unmasking.
Give me a second.
Okay,
I'll find it. But keep going.
But yeah, MJF is talking about that. But MVP cuts him off, and as the crowd's booing, he says, show MJF some respect. And MJF gets back in the mic, and he says he's not there to talk about all of his accomplishments. He says next week, he's entering a qualifying match for the Casino Gauntlet match at All In Texas. And when he wins, he's going to get one step closer to what is rightfully his. Not Dictator John's, not the Crooked Cowboy Hangman's, but MJF's AEW World Championship. Then he says, hit the music, but then their music doesn't hit. Mark Briscoe's music hits. And he says, MJF can listen to him talk to himself all night long. However, the Brewster said the match is taking so long once again that they will hit, and they'll hit Briscoe's music. Briscoe asked them to leave the ring. That way he can take care of business. MJF says he doesn't care what time it is. He can take up as much time as they want, because unlike Mark Briscoe, they're actually stars. Okay.
I guess Mexico don't like him right now. First off, this is in Mexico. MJF does lose the disqualification, and he full on just takes it off. Like, fully just, mine now.
Oh.
And then he proceeds to wear it.
Oh.
It's like, oh, that's why they're mad at him.
Yeah. Sometimes being the bad guy makes you do outrageous stuff.
All right, so.
But yeah. But Mark Briscoe's MJF says the fans love Mark, and they're like, because they relate to him. They all grew up dirt ugly and dirt poor, and bet is he's willing to bet that everyone in this arena and at home have much bills in their pockets as he does teeth in his mouth. Mark Briscoe doesn't look like he has that many teeth, if you're wondering that. Briscoe calls MJF hilarious and says that he sees his inner turmoil, that pain, where it all comes from. The word of the day is empathy. The fans start chanting that. And Mark says that Max is trying to compensate for something. Like, all these hurtful comments from him come from a place of insufficiency. In a place of... He says if MJF was going 30 years with a teeny tiny kosher pickle in his pants, he would hang out with those guys too. And yeah.
Kosher pickle.
Yeah. The fans do chant that. Yeah. And
why don't you go back into your farm?
MVP says, we're all about business, and this is not business. And then they leave and whatever. MVP says they will exit the ring and leave Mark to do what he does better than anyone else. The crowd will watch him lose. Which leads into the Fatal Four for the number one spot in the Casino Gauntlet match, which is Mark Briscoe, who was already out there, taking on Konosuke Takeshita, Bandido, and Roderick Strong. Which I'm sure was
probably a pretty good match.
Yeah, absolutely, from what I've seen of them. And then, as it seemed a little obvious, Mark Briscoe picks up the win there.
So what does he get?
He gets the number one spot in the Casino Gauntlet match.
Oh, so he gets a start.
Yes.
I forgot their gauntlet matches are different.
Yeah.
It's the WWE style. It's like, don't you want to go last?
Yeah, yeah.
This one, I forgot their gauntlet matches are like, they just keep adding people until
Whenever it happens, it happens. Yeah.
Which, I'm like, cool. But also, like, why that way? Whatever. Was that the main event?
No, that wasn't. But then we get a little thing with Adam Cole backstage. He makes an open challenge for his TNT championship against anyone from the Don Callis family. Collision, all that, blah, 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 blah. Then we have the women's number one spot being decided. That being either Athena, Willow Nightingale, Thunder Rosa, or Chris Statlander.
I would put over Willow Nightingale.
Chris Statlander gets the number one spot there. I would have put
over Willow, but Chris Statlander's good too.
Yeah. And then we get the main event of the night coming to a close. Hangman Adam Page taking on the Beast Mortos.
The Beast Mortos?
Which, there's a good amount of size difference.
Is the Beast Mortos pretty big?
He is, yes, he's a very big man. Hangman Adam Page... I wouldn't say he's a small man, but I would say there's a good enough of a size difference, if I'm remembering correctly. So, that is the main event of the night. He's 6 foot.
But, who wins that match?
Where did I lose my spot? Sorry, technology.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was a good match with... Hangman Adam Page getting the win. Hangman Page, he gets his hand raised after the match, but then the lights go out. The lights come back on. We have the EVPs in the ring.
With Adam Page.
And yeah, they hit Page with the EVP trigger. And then Moxley and the Death Riders come out. Moxley has a steel chair and a chain in his hands, of course. He gets Paige in a choke with the chains, but then the Ops, which is Samoa Joe, Hobbs, and Shibata, and then Ospreay come out as well. And the Death Riders scurry out, get out of there, and Dynamite goes off the air.
Wins the Blood and Guts?
I thought that wasn't until, like, fall.
Or there's no way they're... Hold on. There's no way they're teasing Blood and Guts this early, if it's that. Last year it was... No, it was July. Last year. No, it's been in July, so they could be teasing Blood and Guts.
I'm looking stuff online, and I don't think... It doesn't look like we're going to get a Blood and Guts this year, from what it looks like. So, I know it just seemed like the perfect storm for Blood and Guts.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's going to happen this year, really. That's what I'm seeing online, it looks like.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's how it comes to close. Leading up to All In, there's a lot more to get. There's a lot to get excited for. Next week is Dynamite 300. We'll see what kind of stops they pull out for the big 300. It is cool to see that Dynamite's been going this long. I mean, I personally think it's cool that a show other than WWE has been able to be successful enough to get this far, even though all the criticisms, of course, we have of AEW. I'm still proud to see them do that. But other than that, that is all I have for Dynamite.
Yep. That's all I got.
So that is all of Dynamite.
Let's move on to Friday Night SmackDown. Not much that I can remember. Obviously, my brain's a little fuzzy about it because SmackDown. But I know Jacob and Solo, they've been having their storyline go, and they can basically confirm they're having a title match tonight for the U.S. title. We'll see how that goes. Naomi's been trying to cash in. More stuff between... They do continue the story between Tiffany and Nia, which, like, I thought was done. But apparently not.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's... Not last night, but the week before. Not Cody. Cena puts Punk through a table and then cuts the pipe bomb.
Yeah.
Almost word for word, but instead of saying hi to Colt Cabana, he says hi to Matt Cardona, Nick Nemeth, and Claudio Castagnoli. I'm like, oh, okay. You might get in trouble for that one.
I mean...
But it's also John Cena.
Nick Nemeth, they have the TNA. Yeah, they're fine.
The other two. Well, Matt Cardona, he's...
Matt Cardona does it with TNA, too.
But Claudio, it's like...
Who is in a very high profile...
But, like, Seth's also mentioned Mox a few times. So, he's okay with that. But, we'll just cut straight to this SmackDown. I can't remember much else happening. For the you international viewers... Sucks to suck, I guess. Because the first 30, for like 30 minutes, they didn't have a feed.
Oh, really?
Yeah. For like a good amount, they did not have a feed for...
When it was...
It was on... Because for... Unfortunately for us Americans, they said, screw you, you have to wait.
They do this a lot for
them. We had to wait till 8 p.m.
Yeah.
But literally the rest of the world...
They did that a lot with the...
Got to watch it because the rest of the world's on Netflix for SmackDown.
Yeah.
They got to watch it live. But not all of it. So, it starts off... It basically just starts off with Cody and Randy having a little... They start off with their promo, and then the feed cuts out, and then it's like... We don't know what happens. I think they just kind of didn't do a show for a little bit, from what I heard. Because, like, there's nothing to show. Like, we can't show anything. So we don't... I think, from what I heard, they posted something on social. It was kind of just a, back of... Like, on a pride promo. But... They come back. Michael Cole and Wade Barrett's like... Sorry for that. Let's go to this backstage segment with JC Mateo and Solo Sikoa, and they're like, oh, by the way, Jimmy's going to face JC Mateo. And it goes straight into that match. It's Jimmy Uso versus JC Mateo. They have a good match. I guess they can. JC Mateo picks up the win. But that's not where it ends. Solo Sikoa gets in the ring, and they start beating him up. Solo extends his hands for a hug first. Jimmy goes, no, slaps him in the face. They try to beat him up. Solo's getting ready to do the Samoan spike. But, I forgot to mention this one, the week before, they're trying to beat up Jacob Fatu. Jimmy Uso comes to the rescue. This week, Jacob Fatu comes to the rescue. We'll see where this goes going forward. Backstage, DIY is discussing the future of the division with the rest of the tag teams. If the Wyatt Six become champion, it's over. The rest of the tag teams are skeptical of them. Nick Aldis asks what's going on. Johnny Gargano cannot believe that Aldis gave the Wyatt Six a title shot. Ciampa asks what he's going to do. Andrade is called over. Aldis tells Andrade to find a tag partner and face DIY. DIY is furious. So Andrade's got to go find a tag partner. Wonder who's going to be. We have a couple of hype videos for Julia and Selena Vega for their upcoming match, which is literally right now. It is Selena Vega versus Julia for the Women's United States Championship. And your new Women's United States Champions, Julia, she does pick up the win. Good for her. She's probably going to have a good reign. I think it was kind of obvious when she started targeting. It's like, she's going to get that title.
Yeah, I mean,
No disrespect to Zelina Vega at all, but Julia is going to be.
Well, I mean, we talked about NXT women. Yeah, she's one of the ones that started all this hype around all the women's division. Or the NXT women's division, at least.
And it is announced by Michael Cole. He confirms that starting next week for 4th of July, SmackDown is going back to 2 hours.
Okay.
They're going back to their 2-hour format. The 3 hours just seems so long for SmackDown. Yeah. So we get that. We go backstage. Charlotte Flair is walking backstage when she sees Alexa Bliss. Flair says she doesn't want to talk about last week. Last week, Charlotte Flair defeated Chelsea Green with a submission before being attacked by Piper Niven. Alexa Bliss makes the save, but Charlotte Flair blew her off. Blah, blah, blah. Bliss says it looks like she needed her help. Flair says she doesn't need friends. Bliss doesn't want to be a friend. She just wants to be an ally of convenience. And she walks away. It's like, we're just going to be allies. Wade Barrett is going to view Jade Cargill and Asuka, and they do. It's more of a hype for them. But near the end, Naomi comes in. She says the briefcase means they can fight over the crown, but she holds all the power. Naomi says she can do whatever she wants. Maybe she'll cash in on Tiffany and Nia when they destroy each other. The crowd do a shut the up chant. Blah, blah, blah. Naomi holds the power to take it all, just like the tag titles and months of Cargill's career. It brings Naomi pure pleasure when she thinks about how sweet it would be to ruin the biggest night of her career. Naomi gets on the apron, so Cargill runs over Asuka and scares Naomi away, blah blah blah. But that ends the segment. In the general manager's office, Adam Pearce and Nick Aldis are both there. They're discussing the need to figure out the situation with the Women's Tag Team Championship. Try to figure that out. Aleister Black walks in. Why did I say that? Aleister Black walks in. Oi. Oi, 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 mate. Aleister Black walks in. Black starts to talk when R-Truth just bursts in and blows by him. R-Truth says he wants John Cena right now. Pierce tries to calm him down. Aldis says John Cena is here for Punk. Blah, blah, blah. Black's like, what are you doing? Aldis apologizes to Black, but Black puts up a finger to silence him and walks off. Obviously, not happy that R-Truth keeps blowing him off. We have a tag team match. It is DIY and versus Andrade and Rey Fénix. Like, okay. That should be a good match. It was a... Oh, cool. It was a three-segment match. Good for them. With Andrade and Rey Fénix picking up the win. I bet that was an amazing match.
I think so,
I can't believe I missed it. I was working. But, oh well. Coming up next, we'll take a look at the history of John Cena versus CM Punk. I guess they do. But backstage, R-Truth gets in the ring. Oh, wait, no. He gets in the ring to a big ovation. He greets the crowd with what's up. He is wrong killings. He's the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. He calls out John Cena. But Aleister Black comes in. Hits him with a black mass. And then he walks away. That's it. So, R-Truth and Aleister Black storyline coming up? It's out of left field, but okay.
I think this will be good getting R... I mean, actually both using... Actually using R-Truth and not just saying, oh yeah, we're gonna keep beating the drum. Or beating the horse until it's dead, rather. That would probably be a better, more apt comparison. With the whole John Cena stuff. I like that.
Yeah. Backstage, Byron Saxton is talking to Street Profits. They're asked about the White Six. They're like, I ain't afraid of them. But let's move on. Blah, blah, blah. Another backstage. And they basically, they go make their entrance because they're about to face off on the White Six. Aleister Black is pensively walking backstage. He stopped in front of Damian Priest. Priest says Black must be feeling really tough. Black says if he's truly a friend of R-Truth, he'll tell him to stay away. Black considers debt repaid. Priest tells him to approach him face-to-face next time. Blah, blah, blah. Just more, like, hype stuff for that. We have the Tag Team Championship match, Street Profits versus White Six. And it ends in a... No contest, because DIY come out and attack them. So, no contest. Protects both teams. Eric Rowan gets in the ring and starts to take everyone out. Phyraxium and Motor City Machine Gun come out, too. Finally knock Rowan out of the ring. Frazier hits, blah, blah, blah. So, it's going to happen. The ladder match. So see, it's but they gotta fix that. It's the Charlie Day meme. Something in the parking lot with Jacob Fonte and Jimmy Uso. They just talk, and now we get to the last women's standing match between Nia Jax and Tiffany Stratton. This usually a last women's standing match is usually the end all be all. Like, once you get it, once this is over, it's like, there's no coming back. So that starts happening, blah, blah, blah. Near the end of the match, Naomi's music hits. She wants it, but Stratton hits Jack. She comes in, she hands it to the ref. Stratton cuts her off. Stratton hits Jax with the briefcase and hits Jax with a bulldog into Naomi. Then hits both of them with a prettiest moonsault ever. Stratton lands on Jax's knees. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 Jax sits up. All this happens up until Stratton then cracks her with a briefcase. Jack goes to the apron and goes to suplex her out of the ring and through two tables at ringside. Stratton slides off, attacks her, hits her with the briefcase, sending Jax through both the tables. For the 10 count, Tiffany Stratton retains. Good. And then we get the main segment of the night. John Cena comes out. He does his usual, I'm the best. He's a loser, blah, blah, blah. Holds up the title. Basic Thugonomics plays. I'm like, huh? And then you look up at the screen. Punk life.
Yeah.
And then CM Punk comes out in that John Cena gear. He's got the jorts. He's got the pumped up sneakers.
Cubs jersey.
A chain. A Chicago Bulls hat. And he's got, you know, how John Cena had, like, Word Life as, like,
yeah,
what do you call them? Rings, I guess? The brass knuckles,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah.
But his said, this I thought was very corny.
I
wish it would have said punk life, but it said drug free. It's like, oh my God. I mean, that is his whole thing, though.
He is
that's part of his punk straight edge. They don't drink, do smoke, or do recreational drugs. That's literally him. But he comes out in that, and then he cuts a whole rap promo against John Cena, saying, like, I'm better than you. You suck. You're, like, you're a butt kisser. Oh, by the way, you're going to, when you leave, you're going to go wash James Young's underpants. Underwear, all that. Oh yeah, you bury more people than the Undertaker. Like, and he's like, oh, what was the one? That's why he's the champ and lost all his respects. But hey, man, I'd retired too if this place hired my ex. I was like, oh, I'd be mad too.
Yeah.
If Cena ever said his prayers and his vitamins or fixed his bald spot, he wouldn't be a wrestler. He'd be a Boston Mall cop. And he said it. And that Cena gets a good movie roles, but then we see Batista act and realize Cena ain't that. Cena is like a wider Hulk Hogan and more problematic. It's like, oh my gosh. The crowd is starting to love with CM Punk. I'm the best in the world. I'm a vessel to see. They chant my name. They chant, you can't wrestle in 6 months, blah, blah, blah. It was, I love this one. He works for DC, but you'll all be the Marine to me. That's straight to DVD. Better find a PS3. Now I understand. You can't see me.
Oh, man.
14 years ago, I dropped the pipe bomb. But blah, 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 7-time world champion, but you've never been Punk's class. I got one more wish to make. Tomorrow night, I'm going to be Kendrick, because you're my drink. I was like, It was a... I've seen very mixed feelings about this promo. Some people are laughing and think it's hilarious and great. Some people think it's like 2019 WWE. And for those of you who watched WWE in 2019, oh boy, the late 2010s were rough.
Yes.
And I mean, rough. They had some horrible storylines. But, that and SmackDown. I'm excited to watch this Punk Cena match. I'm obviously going to main event today. But, I really don't have much else to add. We got to get two predictions. You have anything else you want to add?
No, that's all I got. All
right, that is all of SmackDown. All right, now we're going to do Night of Champions predictions. We have, just going in order of the... of how Wikipedia has it. Randy Orton versus Cody Rhodes. I think I know, because the way they've been booking lately, it's kind of obvious, but I don't want this person to win. If we're going by who we think are going to win, it's probably going to be Cody.
Yes.
I want Randy to win.
That's the trouble, because it's, well... their respective brand.
So Cody's, is he Raw or SmackDown? Why can't I know? Hold on. Hold on. Give me just a second. Go away. Raw. Just whoever comes first. Um, They are both SmackDown.
So
they would go for John Cena either way.
Yes, which I don't know how to feel about that because, of course, they are the two, up to this point, before the Punk stuff, they're the only ones who have had rivalry with Cena.
Yeah.
Especially since all the big stuff with Cena, with the heel turn and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you're already... I'm just conflicted on whether... Okay, yeah, it's his last year. Get him against the big names. But people he's got... He had a good rivalry with.
SummerSlam could also be the big turning point for a lot of storylines. So, it could be a big turning point for this storyline with John Cena. Because a lot of people think, like, he's going to turn face right before he retires.
I think that's a possibility because I don't know if they...
And he still needs his rematch, but
I feel like for the brand of the... For WWE, the brand, I feel like it would be better if he retires as a face, as what he was for all those years, a face, what brought all that, all those faces, all that money, all that in.
But yeah, I do... Yeah. But... Going forward, though, I do think it's going to be Cody.
That's where I'm leading to.
I want it to be Randy, but it's probably going to be Cody. Next, we have Asuka versus Jade Cargill for the Queen of the Ring. I'm giving it to Asuka.
I think it's too early.
I think it's a little early for Jade. She's going to have a great career going forward.
Yes.
But Asuka needs something.
Yes. She's coming back. She needs to get back into that main event spotlight. What better way into winning this match, Queen of the Ring,
getting
that title shot?
I think Asuka's going to win this one.
I think so, too.
That's an easy one. We'll save that one for later. We have Jacob Fatu versus Solo Sikoa. I think this is going to be a trilogy, probably. I think it's going to end at SummerSlam with this one. So, I'm going to go with Jacob Fatu winning this. I don't think Solo's going to get it quite yet.
Okay.
Because...
I was leaning Fatu as well with this.
Like, Solo could win it at SummerSlam, which I think they're going to build to. But that's... I don't think he wins it here. I think it's Jacob. We have Rhea Ripley versus Raquel Rodriguez in a street fight. It's going to be Rhea Ripley.
Yes, I agree. Because
Rhea Ripley has the advantage on her 4-1. I think it's going to go to 5-1. Rhea Ripley's...
I think so.
She's Rhea Ripley. Sami Zayn versus Karrion Kross. For the love of God and everything that is holy, please, Karrion.
Please, yes. I hope...
I'm predicting Karrion too. I think they're pushing him.
I felt like after WrestleMania, with all the fans pushing him and stuff, I feel like finally we're getting a push. He's not doing the backstage stuff. He's not doing all the hair. He's not getting all...
He's finally had enough. Like, yes. I want to be pushed. Yes. And Sami Zayn, you've had your push. Stop. I don't like Sami Zayn anymore. I'm going to say that. I do not like Sami Zayn. Whenever I see him, I get annoyed. I'm like, why? Why do y'all keep pushing him down our throats? He's everywhere. I don't like Sami Zayn. Sami Zayn annoys me.
Especially this, it's like every... I agree with that, especially with how much with he's... I do feel like he's being shoved down our throats a lot. It's not to the John Cena level where he's like...
It's not.
Where he was, champion. It was Super Cena level. It's a different kind of shoved down. He's just right there. He'll get it. Jey Uso got it, though.
He got it, though.
Jey Uso
got it. But he's also been... They've been pushing him a lot. He's like, can we get someone else, please? But it better be Karrion. If it's not Karrion, it's like, Triple H, what are you doing? Sami Zayn can eat a loss right now, and he will still be over.
Yes.
If Karrion Kross gets a loss, it's over for him.
I agree.
But now we have the obvious main event.
Main event.
Juan Cena.
Juan Cena.
John Cena. Versus Chia Punk.
Yes, or Chia Punk. Yeah.
I don't know what Santino would have called him, but... I don't know whether they're pushing Punk versus, they're pushing Cena versus Cody at SummerSlam, but I also wouldn't mind seeing Punk winning the championship right now. If Cena does win, it's going to be dirty like it always is. He's not going to win clean.
That's,
and then
I think it's going to be Cena still. That it's Cena's last year. They're not going to, they're still going to have him up there. They're not going to have him lose.
It's going to be Cena. I wanted to be Punk so bad.
I do too. Believe me, I do too. It hurts me to say
unfortunately
that.
Unfortunately, probably going to be Cena.
It hurts me to want
because
that.
They're uncreative right now.
We'll see where this leads. I do hope that what you said comes true and that SummerSlam is a turning point for a lot of these storylines, namely the John Cena storyline.
We'll see. But it probably is John Cena. We agreed on like everything. I think we could be wrong on a lot of them.
We'll see. Wrong.
Well, there's a couple I hope I'm wrong. But we'll see going forward.
Absolutely.
It happens in literally an hour.
Yeah. So we'll get this up.
Might watch a little bit of it. We'll see what happens. But I think that is all I have for today.
That's all.
You got anything else you want to add?
That is all I got.
All right. That is all for the podcast. Again, sorry we missed a few weeks. Mm-hmm. Things happen. But if you enjoyed, give us a 5-star, give us the like, whatever you need to do to show us that you liked this podcast. You want to take it away, buddy?
Yeah. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Have a great day, and God bless.